This is Jeannie.
Hello, Jeannie. This is Shanice with customer support. How may I help you?
What company?
Well, I am a third-party customer service representative, and we represent over 100 online vendors. If you can provide me with your zip code, I'll be more than happy to check and see what was ordered.
94588. And I know what the product is because I have it in my hand.
Okay, can you please provide me with your first and last name? Well, your last
Jeannie
name is?
Jeannie Reitzel.
Okay, thank
Reitzel,
you.
Reitzel, R-E-I-T-Z-E-L-L.
All right, thank you. May
the
you also please,
is,
ma'am?
Go ahead. Yeah?
Can you provide me with your shipping address?
7819 Honors Court in Pleasanton, California, 94588.
Okay, thank you.
And this is for VitoCell apple cider vinegar gummies.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here on the account, on December the 27th, you paid the amount of $6.95. And that was a seven-day trial of a 30-day supplement. And you only paid the shipping and handling to receive the product. And if you don't cancel within the days from when you ordered it, you will be billed for a cost of the bottles you received in the trial. And every 30 days, we will send you a new bottle at full cost until you cancel.
Okay. None of that was identified at the time that I did this. None of that. So I had no idea I was on a 30-day. I never sign up for 30-day anything. I never sign up for automatic. So this is something they didn't disclose. And as far as I'm concerned, you can have it back. I'm not going to use it.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize. We are not a receiving company because I am a third-party customer service representative. So if you don't want the product, you can keep the product or you can give it away. Also, as far as with the product that you purchased, the terms and conditions were located at the bottom of paying the shipping and handling.
Okay. Well, let's just put it this way. It wasn't easily identifiable or I would have not done it. In fact, I tried not to do it, to be honest with you. When the name came up on my credit card questioned the charge, and I tried to cut it out, but if I had cut that charge out, they would have cut off my credit card, and I couldn't really afford for them to do that because I have too many auto pays on it. So I sort of went through with it, not realizing what kind of stunt was going to be pulled, and this is a stunt in my opinion. So I do not want this product. I do not want to be on any 30-day, and I do not want to be charged for this. Now, if you're a customer service company, I assume you can handle those things.
I can process a cancellation on your account. Give me 1 second. Okay, would you like for me to provide you with the cancellation number?
Of course.
So the cancellation number is capitalized C as in cat, 611010.
Okay, and I don't even know what they charged. We couldn't find anything on my credit card more recent. We don't even know what the name of the company is because nothing showed up as VitoCell, which is what it says on the bottle.
Okay, so it looks like you were charged $119.85, which is the full cost of the bottles because you didn't cancel within the 7-day range when you paid the shipping and handling to receive the product.
Right, which I would have if I'd known. I will send all the product back. I have all the product. I will send all of it back.
I
do not want to be charged $119.85. I will call my credit card and stop payment on it.
I understand, ma'am. We are not a receiving company, so you can keep the product or you can give it away. As far as with that charge, ma'am, it is a valid charge, but as a customer courtesy, I can offer you 35% from the $119.85, and that will be refunded back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, when you get to 80%, I might go for it. This is what's called bait and switch. I was not informed of the 30 days. I was not informed of the $119.85 anywhere. That figure was nowhere. So this is a bait and switch, and I'm not going to participate in it, and I'm not going to be a victim of it. I want all of my money back, and I am happy to give the product to anybody, whether you're a receiving company or not. Whoever sent this is. So I'll send it back to whoever sent this. Unfortunately, there's not even a return address on the envelope. That's how spooky this is. Well, it does have a Garden Grove address, but it doesn't say who it is. I mean, this is an all-time bait and switch. And I'll also turn the company in. I'm not turning you in, but I'll turn the company in for this, because this is wrong. This is sneaky and wrong. And like I said, I would have canceled the $6.95 or whatever they charged me in the first place if I could have on my credit card. But they would have had to close my credit card. I can dispute this. I can dispute this $119.85. And I am willing to send the product back. It's not like I want to keep the product. So I cannot believe this company pulled this.
Okay, ma'am. Well, what I can do for you, ma'am, as a customer courtesy, I can offer you 50% from that charge, because it is a valid charge.
Valid in whose book? I never agreed to this. I can tell you that. I never agreed to this, and that figure was nowhere on when I placed this order. That was nowhere.
Yes,
and they
ma'am.
Used Dolly Parton's name, which is, I think probably Dolly Parton doesn't support this product, but that's how they got me into even looking at it. Like I say, this is the king of bait and switch. Even the 50%, it's still $60. Actually, at this point, it's $67 because I paid the $7 up front. I feel like I'm participating in a company cheating the public. If I pay anything, I feel like I'm participating in it. And they'll continue to do it if nobody calls them on it. So I find this totally unacceptable. And for me to spend $67 to be duped, I'm really uncomfortable with that. It's wrong. My son's an attorney. He has cases like this. It's just unacceptable practice. Somebody needs to prove to me where I should have seen $119.85 will be charged to your account in a week, I don't know, or 2 weeks. It's just a ripoff.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, give me one moment and let me see what I can do for you, ma'am. Do you mind if I put you on the brief hold?
I appreciate that. Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment. Hello, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. You're welcome, ma'am. I was able to go ahead and fully refund you the $119.85, and that will be refunded back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Also, I was able to go ahead and process the cancellation as well, and I provided you with the cancellation number, right?
Yes, you did. C611010.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. Okay, well, so from this day forward, you will no longer be charged, and your refund amount will be coming your way within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, I appreciate your help.
Okay, ma'am, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Of course, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.